This is the mandatory selection for declamation 2017-2018. So this is Ovid's Metamorphoses, 4 lines 110 to 119. So just to explain to you, Tashler, what this is about, and I'm going to give you the translation as well. Pyramus and Thisbe. It's almost a Romeo and Juliet story where they have talked together through a hole in the wall between their two families' land, and they've decided to meet and run away together. Thisbe gets there first and is scared off by a lion. Then Pyramus comes and thinks, because he finds her veil right next to the tree and is kind of ripped up and everything, he thinks that she has been set upon and killed by a lion. And so now he is going to kill himself because he thinks that she is dead. So it's very Romeo and Juliet-esque. All right, so the first line, Nostrum develite corpus. Et scelerata ferro consumite visera morsu. O quicumque sub hac habitatis rupe leones, sed timidi est optare necem. Velamina Thisbes tollit, et ad pacta secum fert arboris umbra. Utque dedit notae lacrimas, dedit oscula vesti. Accipe nunc, inquit, nostri quoque sanguinis haustus. Quoque erat accinctus demissit in illa ferum. All right, so I'm going to go back through each line and kind of tell you what each part means. That way you can give inflection and meaning to your words as you say them. So the first part is basically saying, tear my body to pieces. It says our, but it's really meaning my body to pieces. And devour my sinful flesh in your fierce bite, in your fierce jaws. All right, so again, those first two lines would be Nostrum develite corpus et scelerata ferro consumite viscera morsu. Then the next part, it says, oh, you lions who live amongst these rocks. O quicumque sub hac habitatis rupe leones. And then he says, but it's cowardly to ask for death, to choose death. Sed timidi est optare necem. Then it says he picks up Thisbe's veil. Velamina Thisbes tollit. And he carries it with him to the shadow of the tree that they had chosen. Et ad pactae secum fert arboris umbram. And he wets it with his tears and he kisses it. Utque dedit notae lacrimas dedit oscula vesti. And then he says, take now, receive now my blood also. So be soaked in my blood also. Accipe nunc, inquit, nostri quoque sanguinis haustus. And then at the very end, after he's spoken, he takes the sword that he's been wearing, that he's girded with, and he drives it into his flank. Quoque erat accinctus de miset in ilia ferum. All right, so the ferum there is the sword at the very end. He sent down into his flank the sword. So now I'm going to do the lines for you one more time. I'm just going to pronounce them carefully. You put the inflection where you think that it needs to go. All right, so you got nostrum divellite corpus, et scelerata ferro consumite viscera morsu. O qui cumque sub hac habitatis rupe leones, sed timidi es optare necim. Vel amina vispes tollit, et ad pacti secum fert arboris umbram. Utque dedit notae lacrimas, dedit oscula vesti. Accipe nunc inquit, nostri quoque sanguinis haustus. Quoque erat accinctus, demisit in ilia ferum.